a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, June 5th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaez. And it's a beautiful day in downtown Salt Lake City, already 85 degrees.
A crash in West Jordan on 7800 South. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top story this hour. A few hundred members of the Utah National Guard that were deployed to Washington, D.C. were booted out of their hotel today. This stems from a disagreement between the president and the mayor of the city. We get the latest live from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to President Trump saying she has lifted the state of emergency related to demonstrations, and because of that, she asked the president to withdraw all extraordinary federal law enforcement and military presence from Washington, D.C. The letter also says unidentified units are operating outside of established chains of command, but Senator Mike Lee issued a statement calling the eviction of the Utah National Guardsmen a shameful, petty, discrediting decision by Mayor Bowser, end quote. However, officials from the Utah National Guard have recently said they did find another hotel and the guardsmen will relocate there. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of people lined Ogden streets last night for a rolling vigil in honor of a fallen police officer. Officer Nate Lyday was killed in the line of duty last week. His police cruiser was left at Lindquist Field last night. His funeral will be held there tomorrow morning. We'll have live coverage on KSL News Radio beginning at 10. Breaking news on KSL News Radio during this noon hour. Governor Herbert has just updated the state's pandemic risk status. We get more and get the details from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson, who is live at the KSL 24-hour news center. Mark?
That's right, Maria. Governor Herbert has just announced the extension of the Code Orange alert level for Salt Lake City, Bluff, and Mexican Hat. For the rest of the state, the governor says Code Yellow status will remain unchanged. He says the move to green will come as soon as possible when given adequate recommendations from the Public Health and Economic Emergency Commission. The yellow status for most of the state emphasizes the continuance of common sense precautions, he says. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus, the Utah response. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
There is still a need for thousands of cloth face masks for people around the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
Family members visiting sick ones in hospitals or getting tested for COVID-19. These are just a few places face masks are still required. But Dr. Jeremy Biggs from University of Utah Health says many people don't have access or the ability to get one, either because of a language barrier or lack of funds. So UofU Health is asking for donations. Biggs says they already have an order for over 1,000 masks in West Valley. You can find patterns for making a mask and where to donate them at healthcare.utah.edu. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories from ABC News. President Trump is celebrating today's surprisingly good job numbers, where 2.5 million jobs were added in May and the unemployment rate dropped 13.3%. He spoke to reporters just outside the White House.
Incredible in a couple of ways. Number one, the numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months. I think you're going to have a very good August, very good July, but a spectacular, maybe spectacular September, but a spectacular October, November, December, and next year is going to be one of the best years we've ever had economically.
The president also talked about the pandemic, saying the shutdown of the economy was necessary to save millions of lives. The job numbers also took local economists by surprise as well. Robert Spendlove with Zions Bank tells Utah's Morning News seeing the unemployment numbers go down was a happy shock.
What it shows is that as dramatic as the impact has been on the economy is rebounding very quickly as well.
He says at this moment it looks like we could have a V-shaped recovery, meaning businesses and jobs could bounce back relatively quickly. A number of new bills addressing police and community relations could soon be discussed on Utah's Capitol Hill. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Today, the Utah branch of the NAACP and members of the state legislature announced new proposed policing legislation while speaking at the state capitol. Senator Dan Thatcher says this is an issue where public opinion has drastically changed in recent months, and most people now recognize that hate crimes are a real problem.
I don't believe it will take us more than a year to get these bills through.
He'll be working on three bills that address use of force, civilian review boards, and discipline protocol. Meetings about the bills could begin as soon as next week. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, more amusement parks are opening around the country. We'll take you to the first Six Flags, which opened its gates this morning, and a look at your noontime drive.
A crash on 7800 South and 4600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
It was a rude awakening.
There was an AK-47 just pointed right in my face.
But that was only the beginning.
Whoa.
Now,
am I going to live?
Hear the full story.
And what are they doing to him?
Of one man's struggle to survive.
We need help.
Inside one of the world's most notorious prisons.
Please, come and get me.
And the fight to set him free.
How long do I have to suffer here?
A new podcast that will hold you captive. Hope in Darkness, the Josh Holt story. Visit KSLpodcast.com to subscribe or binge the entire series on Wondery Plus.
KSL News Time, 1206. How would you like to be one of only 500 guests allowed into a Six Flags amusement park for an entire day? ABC News correspondent Clayton Sandell got that chance as he was there this morning at the first Six Flags to reopen as it welcomed a very limited number of guests.
Six Flags Frontier City in Oklahoma opening today with new health and safety protocols in hopes of keeping customers from getting sick starting right when they walk through the gate. Every guest will be required to pass through thermal imaging devices, which will take their temperature and raise an alarm if it senses a fever. Metal detectors and turnstiles are now touchless, and the park has installed hundreds of sanitizing and hand-washing stations. Guests will be separated on rides to ensure proper social distancing. There are even mask break zones where visitors can safely remove their face coverings.
There's a lot that's required to compensate for the COVID-19 issues. But at the same time, all the fun rides are still here.
Disney, the parent company of ABC News, also planning a phased reopening of Walt Disney World in Orlando starting July 11th. CEO Bob Chapek says the new guidelines will include limiting attendance, requiring face coverings for all guests and staff, social distancing, plexiglass barriers, increased hand washing and sanitizer stations, along with temperature and health screenings.
There's going to be some implicit risk in doing almost anything. In a post-COVID world, we need to make sure that when we do open up, we're doing it very conservatively in a very measured way.
We're here at the Wildcat Roller Coaster, and we're all used to being in those lines where they pack as many people together. Well, obviously, you can't do that anymore. So here on the ground, they've painted these yellow stripes. They're only using every other lane to move people through. You can also see the markers on the ground here to make sure everybody stays 6 feet apart. That when you get on this roller coaster, first of all, you're not going to be sitting with a stranger, and they're going to be staggering everybody row by row.
Lagoon here in Utah has been open for a couple of weeks now. They, too, are limiting the number of guests inside the park. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria, and happy Friday to you. We are looking at a good start to your noontime drive on all the valley freeways. No accidents and no major delays. But we've had a couple of surface streets. One is a crash 7800 South, 4600 West in West Jordan. A crash in South Salt Lake, State Street 33rd South. And one also called out on the scanners, 3rd West, just to the side of 2100 South. And for those in Davis County, a crash now being called out in Clinton, 2000 West at 800 North. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Breezy, hot today, partly cloudy up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, New York State is seeing a big drop in the number of new COVID cases, but there are several states, including Utah, where the numbers have been jumping up. We're going to go in-depth on that subject at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's time to talk Utah travel adventures. And with that, we need to talk about Ruby's Inn. So many things to do around the state, but a bright spot in Utah is sitting in Bryce right now. Lance, what's happening?
You know, I'm just down here at Ruby's Inn. It's a lovely day. This is such a great time of year to visit, and we got a lot going on here at Ruby's.
So what do you have going on at Ruby's?
Well, I'll tell you what we've got. We've got some hotel deals that unmatched for years. I keep saying, you know, if you want to travel to Bryce Canyon National Park right now, it's like traveling back in the 70s or 80s. As far as the amount of people that are here, as far as what you're going to pay for a hotel room, you know, we've got rooms that start out about $69.95 plus tax, and usually it's about two or three times that. We've got horseback riding, ATV tours, our cowboy country music show going nightly now. So everything's pretty much back to normal down here.
All right, so Lance, a lot of us don't have toys, but we'd sure like to play on them. Do you rent the ATVs? Do you rent the horses?
Absolutely. As I say, we rent our horseback tours and our ATV tours. It's a great place to fun for the whole family. We've also got our world-class paved bike path that goes right by our place, and you can start inside Bryce Canyon National Park. You can go to world-famous Red Canyon. It's about 17 miles, and it's fun for the whole family. And you can rent those bikes right here at the hotel as well.
Big destination Ruby's is for RVs, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've got a world-class RV park here, full hookups. We've got tent camping, and it's all within walking distance of the hotel amenities. So if that's your forte, is to go camping, this is a great place to do that.
And, of course, cabins, you can rent those as well.
Cabins, teepees, our outdoor pool, our campgrounds is a great place to stay.
What about the food?
Our restaurants are open. You can get fast food, sit-down, or finer dining. And, you know, our general store has food for everybody.
So with that in mind, how do we find out more about you?
So we always say just go to our website at rubysinn.com, R-U-B-Y-S-I-N-N.com.
Stay up to date on all the latest happenings by texting the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down. But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together,
you don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/mastercard.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A number of new bills addressing cop and community relations could soon be discussed. Members of the Utah branch of the NAACP and the state legislature are working together to propose new policing legislation. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, Ogden officer Nate Lyday will be laid to rest tomorrow following a funeral taking place at Lindquist Field. You'll be able to hear the funeral right here on KSL News Radio. Our coverage will begin at 10 a.m. And third is a look at our biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
Davis County drivers watch for a crash in Clinton, 800 North at 2000 West. Also, a new accident popping up. This is South Salt Lake, 3rd East, 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy skies. It's a breezy day and highs hot up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's already 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump in Maine this afternoon. He'll tour a company making swabs for coronavirus testing. Earlier at the White House, the president touting the jobs reports and unemployment rate for May. 2.5 million jobs were added in May, and the unemployment rate dipped to just over 13%, better than what analysts expected. He likened the outbreak to a hurricane. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis takes a closer look at the numbers and the costs of a natural disaster compared to a pandemic.
On average, hurricanes have cost the country about $22 billion overall. This crisis so far has cost the country more than $6 trillion. We've spent trillions of dollars in stimulus coming from the federal government. We've also spent trillions of dollars. Our Federal Reserve has used trillions of dollars in its own stimulus to attack the problem.
The president also talking about the protests being seen around the country sparked by the death of George Floyd while in police custody.
President Trump went to the Rose Garden Friday morning to talk about the May jobs report, but in a lengthy statement, the president addressed a wide range of topics, and a reference to George Floyd is raising eyebrows. After saying governors should use the National Guard to, quote, dominate the streets, the president said,
"Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody."
President Trump did not answer shouted questions from reporters about Floyd's death and the recent protests. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Minneapolis City Council holding an emergency meeting this hour to discuss police reforms following the death of Floyd.
The City Council Friday will be briefed on the next steps for the state investigation of the Minneapolis Police Department and will vote on a court order stipulating changes for the department. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Minneapolis.
Meantime, preparations are underway in Houston, where Floyd grew up and where the family will hold his funeral next week. You're listening to ABC News.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. New York State is seeing a big drop in the number of new COVID-19 cases, but there are several states, including Utah, where the numbers have been jumping up. ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
With packed protests expected to continue this weekend, that dire warning about COVID-19. The CDC predicting the death toll could hit 143,000 by the end of the month. The CDC director concerned about a lack of social distancing and masks.
Obviously, we're very concerned that our public health message isn't resonating. We continue to try to figure out how to penetrate the message with different groups.
The Los Angeles Health Department now asking protesters to quarantine themselves for 14 days after a protest. We spent every day this week in crowds who say their cause goes beyond COVID.
George Floyd survived COVID and then he died by police brutality.
California, one of at least 16 states where the number of new cases is increasing. Arkansas and Alabama also seeing a spike, and now reports this morning that up to 5 Crimson Tide football players and 7 student athletes at Arkansas State have tested positive for COVID as they return to campus for training. In Utah, cases have doubled since early May, and contact tracers there now linking outbreaks to Mother's Day and Memorial Day celebrations. And in Arizona, where clinicians are warning against quarantine fatigue, they're now seeing a spike in cases and hospitalizations 2 weeks after reopening.
Really within the entire country of some fatigue from people who are tired of, you know, being at home, tired of having a small circle of individuals with whom they interface, and frankly, tired of, you know, doing the things that we know help reduce the spread.
Nor is COVID contained elsewhere around the globe. New concern in Mexico and Brazil, both seeing record daily death tolls.
And as we near 7 million global cases, a little bit of good news. For the first time since March, New York reporting no COVID deaths.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese, what's going on the roads?
It's pretty quiet on the freeways. That's the good news. Our main secondary is also in good shape. We have a crash. This is actually close to 2200 South and 3rd East. And it looks like we're still in the final cleanup stages of the accident in West Jordan, 7800 South at 4600 West at University of Utah Health. They take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
Partly cloudy, breezy, hot today. High temperatures up to 97 degrees. Tomorrow, it cools down, 82 the high, with rain, showers, and thunderstorms likely. More storms and showers on Sunday, and very cool the high, only 59, and only 57 on Monday with more rain showers. It dries up a little bit Tuesday, mostly sunny, cool with a high of 66. Sunshine back up to 75 on Wednesday, and then 85, mostly sunny on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, we're going to check your money news, but I'm going to give you a quick check of the markets right now. And I'm telling you, the Dow surged nearly 900 points after there were big gains shown for Boeing and ExxonMobil stocks. Right now, it's up by 880 points. A complete update of your money news coming up in just a moment.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
I'm John Huntsman, and I approve this message. Today, we face the most significant crisis in a century, and addressing it will require someone who understands how global forces impact families right here at home. Returning Utah to prosperity won't happen without a strategy. During my first term as governor, we had a plan. We put it into action, and we laid the foundation for 15 years of economic growth. Now more than ever, Utah needs a proven and experienced governor, a governor who can lead. For more information, visit Huntsman2020.com.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
The world we live in right now is surreal. And as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now's an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a higher rate than 2.75%, then get a second opinion from Associated Mortgage. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.75%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 3% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Watch Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. JCPenney has revealed its initial list of proposed store closings as it tries to stabilize under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Among the 154 stores on the list are the Logan and Layton stores. KSL Drives, Nissan is recalling roughly 1.9 million Altimas. There is a problem with the sedan's hood where it could fly up while you're driving. Washington state officials say they've recovered about half of the money they paid out in unemployment benefits to fraudsters. Criminals use stolen identities to file over $650 million in claims. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 875 points, sits at 27,160. S&P 500 up by 89. The NASDAQ, it's up by 219 points. Today is National Donut Day. If you are out and about, you can get freebies or discounts at Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, and many other donut shops. And we're going to check your traffic and weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Bryan Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in a circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
Hey, did you know 1 in 4 Utah crashes is caused by distracted driving? Not only is it illegal to text and drive in Utah, but it puts your life and the lives of others at risk. It can wait. Anything that takes away your attention is a distraction. So please, focus on your driving and only on your driving. You'll be joining KSL on the road to zero fatalities. Zero fatalities. It's the only acceptable goal. Please don't text and drive.
Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic still in really good shape throughout the valley. A new crash with possible injuries popping up in Murray 4500 South, just to the side of 9th East. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Cooler weather for the weekend, but it's hot, breezy, dry today. Partly cloudy. We're up to 97 degrees with the south winds. Cooler tomorrow, rain showers and storms likely, and a high of only 82. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 12:30. I'm Maria Chalaos. Right now, 89 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. Sandy City has put out a warning after animal control officers say a raccoon was found caught in a foothold trap in Dimple Dell Park. Police are worried there might be more. Foothold traps are legal in Utah, but they cannot be placed in a city park. They are calling this a public safety issue. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Negotiators for the city of Minneapolis have agreed with the state to ban the use of chokeholds by police officers. Law enforcement are also now required to report and intervene anytime they see an unauthorized use of force by another officer. The changes come after the death of George Floyd in police custody. A number of new bills addressing cop and community relations could soon be discussed. Today, the Utah branch of the NAACP and members of the state legislature announced new proposed policing legislation. Senator Dan Thatcher says that this is an issue where public opinion has drastically changed in recent months.
The biggest hurdle that I had to overcome for the 4 years that I worked on hate crimes was the number of people who did not believe that it was an issue.
He'll be working on three bills that address use of force, civilian review boards, and discipline protocol. Meetings about the bills could begin as soon as next week. Deseret Industry stores are opening again around the Wasatch Front, and people couldn't be happier. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports from Sandy.
Vanessa Boyer couldn't wait for the Deseret Industries to open again.
We love the DX.
She shops here a lot. Her five kids love to find deals. Inside the store, there's social distancing. They're limiting the number of people inside. Everybody's wearing masks. To donate, you set up an appointment online, and then you sort your own things. They're quarantined after as well. Jen from Cottonwood Heights was here.
Well, I'm really glad they're open because we've done a lot more organizing, and it's allowed us to get our house a little more in order.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, the market's set for a great closing for the week. The Dow right now up by 885 points, sitting at 27,165. S&P 500 up by 90, and the NASDAQ gets up by 221 points. We'll get a look at your drive and check the weather conditions. Looks like we could be in for a bit of stormy weather. We'll check the forecast coming up next.
Even with school and work upside down right now, we're here.
Markets out of whack?